It's CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado's electricity grid could get a boost thanks to a bill approved by state lawmakers. CPR's Ishan Takor has more.
The Colorado Grid Optimization Act sets the stage for utilities like Xcel Energy to study advanced transmission technologies. Those include things like sensors or new software that help squeeze more power across existing poles and wires. By making current power lines more efficient, utilities and consumers can save money. Colorado joins more than a dozen states that have already adopted similar requirements. The law still needs to be signed by Governor Polis to take effect. I'm Ishan Takor, CPR News.
In the meantime, the public utility in Colorado Springs is working to follow the state's clean energy plan. It requires power providers to cut carbon emissions in half by 2030. CPR's Dan Boyce reports that regulators in the Springs are looking at all options, including nuclear power.
It's a challenge for Colorado Springs Utilities, which wants to delay closing its last coal plant. Energy needs are growing, and other power plants have been shut down. Program manager Brendan Scott says a team at the utility has been studying what it means to comply, looking at renewables, natural gas.
Through their modeling efforts, which are based almost strictly on the economics of energy delivery, concluded that nuclear power might be a very good solution for our grid.
The utility's board consists of the city council. They're expected to hear that finding during their Monday work session. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
And more news at CPR.org.